I only started using Facebook a small while ago, so I genuinely had to learn about it pretty recently. And for me, I think there's a fitting analogy between a strip club and Facebook. Here's the analogy. The idea itself of a strip club is great. You walk into a room, and there are a bunch of naked people. But then you start to actualize that idea, and you go, well, you can't have sex with the naked people, which is naturally what we would all want to do with the naked people. So what do we do? Well, they won't be having sex with you. Easy solution. But what can they be doing? Because certainly you can't just go in there and have them be naked and standing there. That would be boring. Well, let's have them dance. Well, again, they can't really dance because that wouldn't be that sexy. Good dancing, I mean, while sexy clothed, is not really the type of good dancing you want to see naked. So again, we'll have to change this reality in which it's okay for people at the strip club to sort of dance in this strange undulating way that really focuses on showing their orifices and nipples. So then what? The guys or the girls just sit there and look at the naked people and then they can't do anything? Well, let's give them an interaction, not sex. Remember, that was step one. We'll have them sort of do this weird half interaction where they're kind of allowed to touch them, but not really. So even though we've started at a logical step, which was this ability to connect with other people, naked or otherwise, and we've gone logically from there to how we can make this thing happen, it's turned into this crazy reality where you think that this is totally normal. Deepu, bring in the intro.
All right, this is Go to Hell, Episode 3, Mic Edition 2, and the theme song is by the Turnbucklers.
Awesome. I figure we'll do what I just be genuine at the beginning, get my thoughts out there. What do you think of that analogy, Deepu?
I loved it. You in? I thought it was great.
The thing I tell people about Facebook, and I do want your opinion on this genuinely, is, you know, I have spent years, like, I was very frustrated with Facebook. I only want to show people my art, and I make a lot of it, but Facebook wasn't working for that. And I tell people, like, going back to it, imagine you've never seen Facebook. It is it's the fucking weirdest website in the world.
How would you describe it to someone who, you know, as someone who hasn't seen it in a while? What stands out to you? Because I see it every day, so I don't know what's
bugging
you.
That's the issue. It is like, that's exactly it. You could not describe it like any other website. It is one of the, it doesn't work like Twitter. It doesn't work like a normal just website you navigate. It's not really polished, if I'm being honest, like in terms of art and in terms of like it's only recently that the you know, upload and photo and emoji icons have sort of been changed to be a little bit more high res. Like, it's weird. It's hard to find stuff. It doesn't necessarily bring up what you want to find. Like, just the layout of it, like, I guess you're so far gone, you don't even see it, that it's like, this layout of it is like this weird, like an email account that, like, fell asleep in its Halloween costume. That's what Facebook looks like to me.
Yeah, it's weird. Most websites have, like, some tabs across the top, you know, some drop-down.
Some shit to scroll on the side.
Yeah, we'll scroll on the side.
Pages. Something Facebook has decided is very unimportant, not just an endless row of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, and this isn't me saying, like, and I gotta say, before we continue any more of the show, because I'm gonna rip into you in a second, the other episodes, your episode of the show last week, and you'll turn into producer. I love social media, and I think that, like, we're gonna do, I think, a video episode soon, and we'll get to really debate stuff like this, but I gotta say, from my end, you can sort of prod me to sort of get my opinion out there, but I fucking think social media is the best. I think it's the tops. I think genuinely people connect with more people.
Well, you're not counting Facebook. You're saying, like, you like Twitter, you like Instagram, you like whatever else there is.
We'll get. I don't like the layout of Facebook. I think it's taken me a while to have the expertise to even approach Facebook. Is what I'm saying is that I think people take media for granted, and I mean media in a general way. Let's even go with just website usage. I think people take that for granted that it is hard to learn what you're doing, and it's not intuitive at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really trying to dominate it, it's hard to figure out. But I mean, as you know, for a lot of people, it's just like, hey, I'm a mom. Here's my picture. Maybe I'll hook up with a guy I went to high school with.
And if you're that mom, hit me up. I am not looking to do much work in life. Okay, be a rich mom too. I'm fun. I can play sports and stuff, but I'm not gonna like help with the bills. No, get out of here.
I like how you're very upfront about that.
Yeah, it's a good horrible bit to start the show. no, please don't hit me up. Please. Nobody find me. And let's get into the show. This week's episode, I guess Deepu started titling them during them, so I like that. I'm stealing that from Deepu's show. This week's episode is called Deepu's So Mad and It Makes No Sense. So
you know, that's like the story. That's like the title of my life, by the way. Like, this podcast is about to fucking nail it.
Yeah, I'm about to fucking really nail this.
Can't wait.
And I'll even, obviously now you're producer, Deepu. You know, this is my episode. Welcome to the show, by the way. It's a show based off of Facebook conversations in which me and Deepu debate each other each week, and we have to wait the next week until we debate each other. This is my week, and I'm going to talk about Deepu. If you want to know exactly what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the other episodes. Or if you don't want to know what I'm talking about, listen to Deepu's last episode. Because, my God, I've never seen someone lose the thread more than Deepu did. Deepu, you're supposed to criticize my episode. So what I'm going to say right now are issues that Deepu believes I'm right on because he never remembered to call me out on them on his episode.
Okay.
Deepu believes I am right about slurs being bad, so Deepu is against all slurs. Yes, he's against all slurs because he didn't take the time to argue about political correctness. Michael doesn't say slurs on his episodes. Deepu can say whatever he wants. I send this message out to Deepu. I will give him one more week. If he really genuinely does not believe in political correctness and that slurs bum people out, I challenge you to, at the top of the show, say every single slur you believe is allowed to be said, sort of your version of Seven Dirty Words by Carlin, which I stand behind, by the way. I want to say that. I do stand behind the Seven Dirty Words. I don't
stand behind it as in those shouldn't be on television, or
no, those seven words are fine. I'm fine with those seven words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to do your own version with racial slurs and slurs in general, sexual, gendered slurs that you believe are okay to say. If you don't want to quit, because again, the rules of the show, we're going to use Facebook logic here. We're always going to use Facebook logic. Facebook logic is, if no one questions me on it, I'm right.
I'm not fighting you. I'm letting you go.
So next week,
I'll have to give my list of every word I think is a slur, basically.
Every word that you believe I think would be a slur that you want to say.
Can we do that after
the
intro?
And I apologize for saying it.
Does that have to be my fucking monologue?
Yeah. Yeah. I want the opening of the show to be like, Mike Vallick has challenged me to say all the slurs I believe I don't believe in political correctness. Mike Vallick has challenged me to say the words I believe are fine. You know, famously, pussy was one we debated. I'm fine with it as a word itself. I'm not fine with it as a slur.
All right, yeah, so fair enough. I will do that next week, probably.
Well, this is it. It's Facebook logic. If you don't do it next week, I'm right. So either you have in your show a segment in which you say, these are the slurs I believe are acceptable to say, and then you've logged at least your complaint. But if you don't remember to do it, then I win. That's what I'm saying, is that you can or can't do it. I don't care if I've changed your mind. Good. But if you don't remember to do it next week, I won. Yeah. That's what we're saying here.
Can I ask what the next thing is?
Yeah. The next thing that you said I was right about. Hold on. That's a different list. I got really angry at you while looking through my lists here. The baby thing, but I think we're on the same place for the baby thing. You didn't debate me on it. That's it. Okay. Those are the following things that I posited and Deepu did not agree with from
episode
one. Wow,
that is not... I thought it was going to be like 10 things, and because, you know, it was a very unprepped episode on my part. I kind of just went with emotion.
Well, you could have just prepped by remembering to listen the first episode we did. That would have been a good way to prep.
Could have been. I actually had some things that I never got to, but I'll get to that next week.
Yeah. Well, remember to get to the stuff. Remember to listen to episode one, because now I'm going to go back and listen to episode one and make sure I covered all of them. I guess that's it for now. Or yeah. I lost a piece of paper here. Deepu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not talking to producer Deepu. I'm talking to Deepu in the other world.
in the mirror image.
Okay, we got to talk about it. So last week on the show, Deepu says no one's allowed to post nice things about their life. Deepu then went on to if I can find the exact, it's a long segment and it's actually quite confusing as to what Deepu is saying. It takes a while for me to get it out. I probably won't be able to find a single like short pithy quote. But Deepu says no one is allowed to post positive things. Lo and behold, Deepu, you did post positive things about your life this week on Facebook.
What did I say?
We're going to go right now to the page and find it.
Positivity. That's bullshit.
Deepu, your assertion, first of all, you're Deepu the producer. Please do not interrupt me on my fucking show.
Sorry.
Deepu posited last week that no one should say anything positive about themselves on Facebook, that any positive thing brings other people down. So let's go to Deepu's page and
I think I see what you're saying. Are you on your own
Facebook page?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I hope you're not deleting things farther than I can do them.
Oh, man, that might be a good idea.
Had a great time with Dave Piccolomini and Oscar Gonzalez last week. Well, yeah. That's bragging. You're talking about your new show. You posted that your show is on iTunes. I know that one.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm going to edit that post right now. I'm going to take out the word great. I'm going to say I had a time.
Had a time.
So this is perfect.
You did say something negative about me, so I was happy about that. That is standing up to what you did.
That's on brand. Yes.
You called someone young.
Who did I call young for that week?
You called Patrick Hasty young.
Yeah, well, that's definitely wrong.
That's it for that week. Yeah. Well, then
that's
maybe
it.
That's
I have three offenses, maybe more. That's nothing. I did 1 hour of bullshit talk.
But you posited that no one should say any successes on their life. You can't debate me on here, by the way.
No, you're
right. You can suggest as a producer that perhaps three offenses is not that bad.
Yeah.
But you cannot say that you only had three offenses. That is not. Yeah. And I think we'll have to talk about this off air because I think this might be out of bounds. But I was going to go
on
Riotcast.
Oh, you're gonna.
I'll say it out loud, and we'll discuss next week. Well, because I said it already on mic. I was gonna talk about Riotcast. You can tell me next week whether that's in bounds for, you know, you doing something on Facebook. What you do on Riotcast, but don't answer now. We'll talk about that off air.
Great. Okay.
But I will say that your work on your participation on other pages was also decidedly positive. So. Going to show Deepu's full of fucking shit. And remember, if you ever want to say that Deepu's full of shit, the show is based on an audio conversation modeled on Facebook. So if you have something to say about Deepu being full of shit, make sure to send us a video or an MP3. And on my episodes, I'll 100% play them saying whatever you want about Deepu. Hey, you made no sense last week. It's another big problem here.
I was channeling my inner Rush Limbaugh. I just went.
Don't get the
joke.
Rush
Limbaugh, you know, these, you know, the Republican style autopilot radio.
Are you
guy,
defending
you
yourself?
Know.
Excuse me, this is my show. I said I don't get the joke. Are you going to make the host look stupid?
Okay, you know, I'm sorry. There was no joke. It was bad planning, sir. It was bad planning.
Okay, thank you. Just admit to what you do wrong, and you'll have a good time working here. all right, let's talk about using Facebook, right? Deepu had a big complaint last week that he. there's this conspiracy against him doing things that no one likes his stuff on Facebook. Now, one of the things about social media that I can tell people, I am not a social media guru. Again, we gotta. I think that's a horseshit term. Don't listen to anyone. But one of the fucking keys, I'm talking to Deepu, the co-host, not Deepu the producer, is you have to fucking participate. If you don't participate, how is anyone going to know you're there? Deepu, last week we announced that I had about 10 friends on Facebook. Do you know how many I have now?
How many? Oh, I can find
Mike,
out.
Mike, in the course of a week, has 230 friends. These are none of these people are my actual real life friends. They are my internet friends, but none of them are my actual, you know, people that I've known before, despite Facebook. Oh, by the way, one of the great, I hope Facebook hears this fucking shit, because like one of the great things about my Facebook name is that if you want to find me, I'm Phallic Real Mike, and I put real in there because one of the like default messages they have is like, you have to use real names. So putting my middle name as real is like one of my favorite things I've ever done.
Nice touch, nice touch.
You have to participate, Deepu. You have to go. You don't like anyone's stuff. You complained online that I was liking your shit too much. Like, why would I be on Facebook if I wasn't trying to find people's stuff that I liked? Like, how can you expect people to know about you if you just sit in a corner and type weird shit? You got to go, like, enjoy other people's stuff. It's crazy to think that, like, you think there's this conspiracy against you. There's no conspiracy against you not getting likes. You don't like other people's stuff. You don't find people you like. You don't participate. So how are you expecting it to go the other way?
Well,
if I can be genuine for a sec. Okay, wait. What you want to? I'll let you say something, producer. Do you have something?
Well,
to
I do have
for
a
me,
counterpoint.
For me to frame my argument.
I do have a counterpoint, but I have to save it for next week. So
you save it for next week. If you can suggest it in a way that is objective, so we talk about it now, I will add to my own argument.
Okay, well,
if you want me to further my point.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you're saying that, you know, why wouldn't someone like myself participate in appreciating other people's stuff? And, you know,
I'm saying even further than that, to all people on Facebook and all people on any social media platform, you can take pictures and look at them on your computer. You have an email address. You do not need to be on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram unless you want to see other people's stuff. It is expressly in the name, social media, society. If you want to be a hermit, go look at your pictures. Go get a black room and, you know, tape it off because you don't want anybody in your house, so you'll have room. You don't have to worry about having parties. Okay, make a little Breaking Bad meth room and develop photos at home and hang them on the wall and look at pictures of you alone, I don't know, doing stuff. But if you want to be social, social fucking media might not be the place for you.
I mean, I think you're coming from a great place, Mike, and I think the world is selfish. That's the problem.
So here's what I want. I want to go, I like my little opening monologue here, and now I'm getting really self-centered and into myself, and I'm getting almost to guru mode, not social media guru, like real guru mode, where I want to tell people how much they should eat and what stretches to do. That's how self-centered and full of myself I'm getting right now. If I can further another weird point about Facebook, there's this assumption with technology, and this is going to go into one of my next points, but there's this assumption with technology. And Deepu, I would like you to weigh in on this as a producer. Have a little bit of a conversation here.
Certainly.
Because I think you can weigh in on this. There's this optimism when you join a new social platform. And this is unique to social platforms, but it's not unique to the world of like your job being with technology or using technology with other people. There's this optimism that as soon as you learn how to use it, everyone around you knows how to use it, which is such a fallacy. And so this optimism turns to pessimism when, instead of saying logically, I think people just don't know how to use Facebook, you think illogically from this point of logic where you go, oh, everybody else knows how to use Facebook, so they're slighting me by not participating.
Yeah, you assume that everyone knows Facebook as well as you do.
They know any technology as well as you do. You assume that you know that even something as simple as I want people to like my photos. I mean, you assume that people will do that. How would they know that? In a very non-condescending way, you have to train people around you if you want something to happen to you. You know, if you want, it's not training and saying like make people obedient to you, but you have to like, how would anyone know that you like your photos getting liked? If you don't
photos. I guess you got to start the culture. You got to like their stuff so they kind of get the, like, you know, you kind of treat the world you want to be treated. right?
I had, to be honest, I had a hard time. I'm not going to say the name of the show. I had a hard, hard time finding someone like I know closely and a project they're doing with the exact spelling of the name this week. And Facebook is so strange that they want you to focus on going to people's pages that I ended up having to go in this person's timeline and find where they had posted it last. And so that means someone could have, you know, people are lazy. I don't think people are self-centered. I think people are lazy and stubborn. And so if they can't find it in one try, a lot of people just won't do it.
Yeah.
A lot of people just won't do it.
I hear you. That makes sense.
Do you ever get that feeling as a producer when you're frustrated because you assume, you know, I know you have, and maybe this is a bad topic to bring up on air, but I'm sure you know that feeling about when you're like, well, I assume other people do use this piece of equipment this way. You know, I assume they know it can do that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, as a producer...
All right. If you're going to contribute... hold on. If you're going to contribute, I am banning you starting any fucking sentence with, yeah, I mean. So get your shit together. It's a podcast. The first words out of your mouth have to be interesting. So start everything with duck fart or something.
The election is, I see.
No, you're the worst. Hey, let's do it. Let's bring it in now. It's Mike and Deepu. Shout your shit.
Mike and Deepu, shout your shit.
Hey, Deepu, you're the co-host. You host this show every other week, and you talk about my show. How's it going?
My blood is boiling, but I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you. I got so much shit backed up.
I'm not even fucking in it yet. I'm not even there. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I've kidnapped you and beat you up, but...
And I'm cutting out of the ropes right now. I got a game plan. I got like my, cause your guard's down. Like you're at the table with all the torture devices, like looking over shit.
I'm
like,
not even there. You know what? I'm not even saying that. I'm not even there. I went out to like talk to the head guy, to the head boss, and like my sort of sleepy midnight guard is there. You're thinking you can get away with it.
He ain't talking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what's about to happen. And I'm gonna come in the room with like a brand. Mm-hmm. This is Mike and Deepu. Shout your shit, where we talk about the sponsors of the show. This show is brought to you in part by And Co. And Co is a super cool product. It's an app, and the way they describe it is to freelance smarter. Deepu, go ahead and read that some of their features out on the site.
Sure. They have a real professional to help you day to day. That's important. You get your chief operator, aka CO, that helps you run your business. Always a text away, ready and willing to answer all your questions, file expenses, track projects, answer tax deductible questions. You can do invoicing as simple as a text.
Yeah, they make invoices for you. And one of the things that freelancers, like I know a lot of people out there trying to branch out on your own, and you want shit to look professional. You want people to know what you're doing. And it's hard when you have a skill that might not mesh with other people's way of doing things. And especially if you're freelancing, you know, you don't have company standard forms. And Co. is going to make this super duper simple for you. And it's going to like give you tools. You need tools. You can't just be out there on your own. They accept payments through credit cards, PayPal, even direct bank transfers. Deepu.
Yeah.
Tell them our website so they can go there and find more out about Anko.
They can go to our website, which is gotohell.ourherocomic.com.
That's not your hero, not my hero, but ourherocomic.com. So gotohell.ourherocomic.com. And if you go there, and we have a section under each episode called promotions, you can have a free sign up for the Anko app right now. Our next sponsor up is 1&1. Me and Deepu were just yelling at each other about how shitty some, we're not going to say their names, but how shitty some website services are.
Yes, and you should go with 1&1 because they offer...
1&1!
1&1 because...
You can do it 1&1.
You can enter, you can get really cheap rates for a lot of dot-coms, which is a very uncommon thing. Most dot-coms are crazy expensive, but with these guys, you can get it for a very decent rate. Dot-infos for...
$0.
Yeah,
$0 with sign up. $0 with sign up. And if you want that $0 sign up, you can go to gotohell.ourherocomic.com. They have everything. You know, on our site they have a thing about amateurs, and it's fucking like they help everyone. If you're really good at web development, they're good for you. If you're really bad, they're good for you.
Yeah, they're the most recognized domain in the world. Millions of .com names are still available, so don't worry. Don't think. Don't even not try because you figure, oh,
I gotta say something.
Because
there's one of the rules. There's a rule on this show, and it's a rule that we always have. If you have numbers in your username, it's okay, but you're gonna get made fun of. If you've got underscores in your name, you're gonna get made fun of. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay that you have them, but you're gonna get made fun of. So. Millions of .coms still available, so please don't make a bad one.
Yeah.
Deepu, I think you're going to like the last one a lot. Why don't you read all about our last sponsor?
Our last sponsor today is Hemplify, which is a drinkable vitality supplement containing hemp extract. Unlike hemp seed, hemp heart, hemp products, and other hemp products, hemp extract is made from the stalk of individual hemp. This extract contains a broad spectrum of non-psychoactive terpenes, essential oils, and other psychoconstituents.
So hippies have been shouting this for years, and, you should know about it. It's in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, that there are. You don't have to get high to get some of the benefits of hemp. You're not going to get high off of this product, is what that's saying.
Yeah.
And it says lots of cool flavors.
Yeah, they have.
They have lots of fun stuff.
It comes with infused with 9 vitamins, electrolyte, potassium, and omega-3s.
You know what's great about all those, Deepu?
What's that?
They're real fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people make up weird, like, brand name goddamn chemicals. Omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, electrolytes. That's it. That's all they... It's honestly, that's all they have listed. Mm-hmm. And then hemp. It's like, that's all that's in there. It's not like an infused with the bone of a monk. Like, shut up. Just drink this.
Do we have like a promo code or something?
No, if you go to, you can get exclusive deals by going through, the best way to get the exclusive deals is to go to gotohell.ourherocomic.com. And that has been Mike and Deepu Shout Shit.
Great.
All right. On technology. First of all, Deepu, we can't say his email on the air, but he does have an email that involves a TV show he hasn't seen, and that goes along with making fun of underscores and numbers.
it's like one degree further, but yeah, it is a problem.
God damn it! I mean, God damn it! Why? Okay, that's my retort to Deepu's Facebook, and we do have Facebook fights. If you go to the Go to Hell page, we have fights every week in which I yell at Deepu. I want to talk about something I'm banning from the internet. This is something I'm going to do. Deepu, yeah. I'm turning into a cult leader. I think that's what's happening here. Is I'm so magnanimous that I'm willing to help all of you out there, and I'm banning a joke. I'm banning a joke this week so you can be funnier on the internet.
Whoa.
I guarantee everyone will be funnier if they get rid of this joke. When someone says something. And then your response is, well, how do you know about yada, yada, yada? Stop it.
Okay.
Just cut it out. When it's like when a guy goes, oh, yeah, like, I'll think of a great, here's a good example. If a guy who isn't transgendered lists things about underwires in bras, like that's something I would know about, like underwire versus padding bras. And then someone would go, well, how do you know about underwire? It's like, hey, shut the fuck up. You're literally typing that into the goddamn internet where I could type my own joke and find out why it's funny. I could copy paste my own joke into another tab and learn everything like without even editing it. I could type my joke into the internet and learn what I was talking about. So stop it. It's not a funny joke because we live in the age of information. That's how I know about it because I don't live in a fucking hole.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Who's this guy? You don't know
people
this guy.
People make this joke all the time. This is like one of those go-to shitty jokes people make. And it's not their fault because comedians have made this joke for years. Shows, it used to be an old sitcom joke, you know, and sort of look towards the audience. How do you know Babadoo-Boo Chandler? Shut up! Shut up! Because Chandler's a man of the world. That's why.
That's more of an insult I hear in person as opposed to on the internet. So
everywhere!
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Everyone needs to stop doing it! Because it doesn't make any fucking sense! How do you know about that? Because I'm allowed to learn shit! It's like, yeah. It's like you get punished in this world if you don't listen to people, but then that joke is there to punish you if you do fucking listen to people. It's fucking bizarre to me. Stop
This kind of ties into like how Seinfeld, like if you take the plots of Seinfeld, if you
hey, something else is banned on my show. No fan theories. What are you about to say?
Well, I was gonna say.
What are you about to say? What am I gonna have to listen to?
If you introduce cell phones to the plot of Seinfeld, the whole show falls apart.
This is an internet shit. You like again? Okay, here's another thing. Make up your own shit. Maybe by googling weird shit, you'll make up stuff. Deepu, I can actually find that fucking like AV Club or whoever said that. Deepu, mm-hmm. Say you're on my show. I'm letting you talk as a producer. Like you're welcome. First of all, helping your career, and you're not gonna say original shit. Like I don't need you to quote goddamn badly written fan blogs.
It's not badly written things.
If you introduce cell phones, it falls apart. Nobody ever gets bad service at a Chinese food restaurant. That episode doesn't work. Shut up. It doesn't make any sense.
Dude, there's like eight episodes where they're just waiting in line in the movie theater looking for somebody.
Okay.
Like but cell Deepu, phones.
Again, total horseshit because you're assuming everyone uses technology the same way. I've lost people in the same room with a cell phone on because people fuck up. It would be a longer episode because they would have to find a way to get rid of the cell phone. And again, I don't want to talk about somebody else's jokes, and we're going to get to that at the end of the show. Like, I'll even let you talk during the last part of the show because I'm pissed off about this last thing I'm going to talk about today.
Okay.
In other words, I'm banning. If you are going, I'll open up to the audience here. I have a condition called obsessive compulsive disorder, and I actually let – it's OCD if you don't know what the word is – and I actually let people talk about it glibly, even though I find that incredibly offensive when people say, oh, I'm really OCD about this, or people will say it with I had a panic attack when they've never had a panic attack. It's offensive to me. It's offensive. I'm throwing that out there as a thing that's offensive. But at the same time, doesn't mean I have to say anything about it. You won't find any self-righteous tweets or Facebook posts about me saying stuff about that. I'll say it on my show, though. One of the worst fucking crimes that people do on the internet is say the word technology addiction. Have you heard it used in this casual way, Deepu?
I have. Like a very hack. It's
Here's
very
what
hack
I want
topic.
To fucking say.
Yeah.
It's hack comic. It's hack. It's pop psychology because I am one of the people in the world who could develop obsessive and compulsive tendencies with an object. It would be pretty easy for me to decide that I needed to check an email and I have to keep checking it and checking it and checking it and get into a frenzy and drive myself into a real panic attack. I'm one of the people that knows that emotion better than anyone. So don't fucking say that. Stop fucking saying that when it's just about I like to check Instagram every once in a while. That's not an addiction. Do you know how many people are out there right now listening to the show in the world that they are fucking ripping their hair out every morning saying, I want to do fucking crack. I want to drink booze. I can't not drink booze. And you're going to say that because I like to play a game on my phone. I'm addicted. Go fuck yourself. Like, it's not a real thing. And that being said, if you have a problem, if you really feel as though you can't go away from your phone, go see a doctor. Go see a doctor. It's not something to talk about on the internet. Go see a doctor. A mental health professional will help you with that. I know better than anyone.
So you think it's possible? You think it's actually possible for people to have technology addiction?
It is. So I forget what happened. It you know, that word even in itself was in the.
Want me to look that up for you?
I always forget that. The DSRM. No, well, you're going to make it worse if you look it up because you're going to pull up like fucking shitty blogs. Yep, says right here. On HuffPo, that she went to a pillow orgy, whatever shitty blog you're gonna find. No, I'm not. This is the one time, Deepu, I don't want you to do producer work. Okay. I want to know your opinion on it. That's why I'm letting you in. I don't need research on it. I know that. I think it's the DSRM. Sorry, psychology professionals. But it was entered 1 year. I believe it is plausible to be, as someone with OCD, I believe it's plausible to be obsessive and compulsive and addicted to anything. But it would not come in the form of liking your friend's photos every once in a while and being more interested in the entertainment device in your pocket. You people have to hear that. You people have to hear that. We carry around a very entertaining device, and so we sometimes look at it instead of your boring fucking face. opinion.
I mean, I'm finding a lot of information here that defends the existence of technology addiction.
If on that same website there's stuff about the order to watch Star Wars, if on that same website there is stuff about their favorite Marvel movies, if on that same website there's stuff about homeopathic appears on the website, I want you to try and delete the website from the internet.
I mean, those articles specifically, but I mean, I am seeing articles about how we may spend more time watching Netflix than with our friends.
Of course we do! Our friends are horrible and have bad breath and spend most of their time farting and shitting at work, and they're not available every night. This is what I'm saying, is that's what most people do, is what most of the time we spend time doing shit that without other people. Thank God there's Netflix. Oh, but before, people just sat at home and stewed on their racist thoughts. Now we have TV shows where people articulate the racist thoughts better for us. I want to know your opinion. I'm allowing you as the producer to come out with your opinion right now on whether or not you think that, like, everyone's all... Because I've heard you say... I'm going to call you out on it right now on air. I've heard you say, oh, everybody's always checking their phones and they're not human. They don't interact with people. Come at me a little bit. I'll let you do it.
I remember growing up without the... like, you know, just right before the cell phone era and just going around and, like, getting on a bus and everyone's talking. And that's all gone and I miss that.
As a child? So, Deepu... let me ask you a question. Right now, when you get on a bus with a bunch of 10-year-olds, which I assume you do all the time because you're comparing, I assume since you've said when I was a kid, you know, and so I assume nothing has changed. You're still in seventh grade? Which grade?
I'm currently in the 12th grade.
Okay, no, I'm not talking hypothetical. You're not in school. You fucking graduated. You have a degree. Yeah. You have a bingy boo and bongy bings. But you don't get on buses with 12-year-olds.
I do.
You don't get on.
I do.
When? No bits. You did this last week with AIDS. No bits. When do you get on buses?
I literally get on buses. You're crazy, Mike. There's buses. There's city buses. I live in a city.
Talk
There's
to someone. Kids. Then. Are you talking to someone?
The conversations are not there. They're no one's opening up. Like there used to be a guy when I was a kid.
Try.
There would be a guy on a bus who would yell. He'd be waving a newspaper and yelling. There'd be kids talking shit and like yelling at each other and throwing food. And you could be like, "Hey, fucking pipe down over there!"
Excuse me. What was that?
I said, "Hey, fucking."
What was that? No. Excuse me. Kids were talking to each other. And what did you say?
Throwing food.
And then what was your request?
"Hey, pipe down over there."
If people don't speak English long enough, that's a colloquialism for being quiet.
Yeah.
So if the kids could talk to each other in some sort of silent communication using, I don't know, a technology device, would that be better for you? Yeah. That's what I fucking mean.
No, no, no.
That's what I mean.
No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no. It's not like they have Snapchat in which they can still have spontaneous conversations and even send each other pictures. No, no, no. That's much different.
Well, what about the old guy? What about the old guy with the newspaper? I like him.
He died, Deepu. He's dead. He lived a horrible life in which he wanted to yell on the train, and it was sad. Now he's dead, and he's in peace. Or not, depending on what you believe. Hopefully, he's in hell yelling, Deepu.
All right, so
that's a preview of what... remember to talk about it next week, because I hope that you go on a little bit of a rant, and I won't, you know, I don't think... when you do the show, you're not as gracious to let me in. I hope that next week you really talk about that because I don't believe technology addiction's not a thing. It's listen to the word even, like it would be a problem. It's like having a wrench addiction. Oh yeah, Tom's really, he's addicted to taking screws out using his screwdriver. Oh, it's horrible. Kelly's always using winches.
Well, I think you're crazy, Mike, and I'll have to wait 7 whole days to fucking stick it to you.
We're going to land this fucking ship and go into my last topic, which has to do with Deepu earlier in the show quoting a blog, a post that I had seen myself and thought was total horseshit and have heard other shitty comics tell to me and have told them – I didn't tell them to go fuck themselves, but just said, because I'm polite. You know, I think there's a difference here in terms of Facebook world. You don't actually have to say when you object to everything, everyone. You can just have pleasant conversation. It happens all the time. We all have – horrible relatives that we managed to have conversations with. Okay, so here's what it is. Derivative art. Deepu, I'm going to send in the text to you. I made a list here. So I made a list of people that have invented Star Wars. So Deepu, I'm going to send it to you right now. We're going to actually, okay. We have a theme song for it that I'm going to bring in. So Deepu, just read exactly what's in this list I sent you. So let's drop in that theme song. This is our section, which is a list of all the people that have invented Star Wars. Deepu, go ahead and read that.
It's just George Lucas.
And this has been all the people that invented Star Wars. Listen, assholes. You didn't invent it. If you didn't invent it, it's not creative. I work my whole fucking life trying to make original shit. If you make derivative art, it's not yours. You didn't. We're going to have another segment on here called the following people who these are the people who invented Dragon Ball Z. If you didn't make it, it's not yours. And quite frankly, I don't find it that creative. I know you want to say like, oh, well, it's a well-made film or it's a well-made piece of fan art. Doesn't matter. You didn't invent it. You didn't invent it. It's not yours. I don't find it that impressive. Draw something original, and that's more creativity. I tried to get someone who posted like a fan film, which makes me want to rip my eyes out. Makes me want to rip my eyes out.
Me too, man.
Because it's not yours. Just because that person is famous now, they still deserve credit for being original. And oh, it's because I love the show so much. Shut the fuck up. Do something original. You could have with that same effort. And Deepu, you might say, well, if I want to make a movie about Star Wars, ask this question to me. Well, if I want to make a movie, how could I make a movie about Star Wars that involves magic swords and magic powers in space that isn't Star Wars? Ask me that question.
Mike, how can I make a movie about Star Wars that has magic swords and the Force and robes?
And it's not Star Wars? I'm assuming that?
Yeah.
I point you to every single anime! You fucks! What is going on? That's the entire genre of sci-fi. It's all the same. He himself plagiarized it from a lot of other shit. Just make it slightly different. And it's okay. We won't be like, oh, this is like Star Wars. Everything is like Star Wars. Every single thing is like Star Wars. So just make it original. Make it slightly different. Don't call it the Force. Call it the Fingy Mingies. Okay? Call it the Fingy Mingies. They wear slightly off-white robes, and the belts go around their necks. Boom, bada bing, bada bing. You got your own sci-fi series. Instead of people work so hard to make original shit, and then in the end, you're a leech. You're leeching off of someone else's work and becoming famous, and I'm there struggling because I make my own original shit, and I have to be like, because it's not Star Wars, like, it's not going to come up in SEO. I'm going to start naming them not Star Wars. What about that? No, you don't care. Because in the end, oh, this is so original, whatever. Oh, I want to see. I mean, I can't. We don't even have time to go into that fan-made Power Rangers film. I mean, it's just asinine.
I haven't seen it, but that sounds bad.
I like reboots. If you're invited to recreate a series, this is a classic of art. Art is predicated around the idea that someone is part of a team or rehashes a concept, but...
Wait, so you're okay with J.J. Abrams remaking Star Wars?
He was asked to.
Yeah, he was asked to. Okay,
he was asked to by the estate and the owner of the intellectual property. He was asked to.
So you're shitting on the fan fiction.
I'm shitting on anyone who isn't invited by the fuck. I am sure that J.J. Abrams and George Lucas sat in a room and George Lucas was like, yeah, Miss Abrams, it's great. Why don't you, I think you should make some Star Wars films for me. And don't put little R2 in there. Gonna dress him up in a little dress, and me and R2 can make out in some of the scenes. Or whatever he fucking said. I'm sure he was invited, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're invited, or if by the rules of copyright, 100 years after the person's death, everyone is, or 100 years after the copyright has lapsed, for example, you are all welcome to modify Hitler's Mein Kampf, that is now in the public domain, go ahead. We have laws about this shit, and at the same time, there's no respect for the artist that makes up their own thing. I think that's it's horseshit. If you're invited in by the intellectual property or even the artists themselves, you know, there's plenty of artists that pass the torch, as it were. Go ahead, you know, but don't think I think you're creative if you made a derivative work. I don't think you're creative. I don't think you're creative at all.
Yeah, I always thought the same thing. I'm always like, way to have a dream, dude. Wait, your dream is to just fucking live some other guy's dream? That's crazy.
I will say this, if you don't know this. I think I'll post this on Facebook somewhere. Both Disney and I'm trying to remember who else has one, but a big company maybe Bandai, because that's who I would have looked into, have a line to report, a phone line to report copyright infringement. I encourage everyone to go on Kickstarter, on Indiegogo, on all the crowd fundraising platforms, and report anyone making something that is even remotely involving someone else's intellectual property. That artist was once me and Deepu. That George Lucas was once us. He was once a young person who decided, I'm going to make something original. And if you rip it off, you're doing the same crime as if you stole our podcast today, if you stole anything from us. I mean, it's not original. You have to know in your heart of hearts that it's derivative and that you're not really doing that good of work. But I see it on Facebook. It gets tons of Facebook praise. And there seems to be this focus on the artisan on Facebook, which I'm going to delve into more later.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea that someone is good at something, it doesn't matter whether it fits into the ethos of the entire industry at large. Seems to be an obsession of Facebook. While on Twitter, I found originality is sort of praised, if not policed.
Are you talking about like a pizza maker that just does it? Like,
assume I'm never talking about a pizza maker.
I was thinking of a pizza. I'm just hungry. But
I'm pretty hungry too. We're running down towards the end of the show. I'm trying to see if I want to get any other thoughts out. Yeah, Deepu, you got to calm down. That's really more of my notes.
Explain to me the. I agree. I should calm down. You're absolutely right, sir. I appreciate.
No, I mean not on the show. On the show, I want you to find stuff that you're passionate about. But you need to collect your thoughts first.
No, I agree. I really dove in balls first last week, and
that's the wrong way to do it. Yeah. With anything,
but so explain to me
PSA.
The
PSA.
Yeah,
explain
like,
what
I don't get. I don't get like the artisan that it
the
doesn't
artisan,
fit
the idea
ethos?
That the person
what?
Who is you're not an artist. An artist is not part of society. An artist is on the fringes and has to fight to find a place in society. George Lucas creates Star Wars, an epic that takes place in space. Finds a way to make it fit into society, finds a way to shape it so that society is accepted, and eventually finds his place in society as something that is accepted by society. That is the artist. The artist starts with something strange and original and outside. And again, this is opinion. There are many people with definitions of art. The artisan simply does something that is skilled and involves crafts, but is, again, essential to society. This is the you know, comparing Picasso to someone that paints a house.
Yeah. No, I see the distinction.
Both skilled painters in their, you know, both skilled painters, possibly even the same amount of skill. You know, it gets even more complicated when you talk about someone that, you know, let's say, oh, a good analogy is someone that paints sculptures of their own and someone that paints toys on a line. Both, it's equal skill, but one is not having to be original. One has a place in society. They do not need to question society's boundaries, which is not necessarily the goal of the artist, but they don't have that freedom to do that as an artisan. And it seems like the artisan is praised above all. The artisan is, oh, like, he can draw that well, he made this fan film well, so it's good. Rather than, it's not original, he didn't make it up. He would get sued if he really tried to do anything with it. You getting it?
Yeah, no, I get it.
The only thing I missed, too, is I love the millennial generation. An extension of – this is going to help with my joke from before. An extension of that, how do you know, goggity-googity-goo? Stop asking millennials that if it's an old thing. Stop saying that. You sound like an idiot. Do you even know – do I sound like I'm stupid? Do you even know what a Betamax is? Yeah. Because it's on the internet. Because they can look it up. Because kids are smarter than you. They know more shit than you. They got the reference. All that happened was you made the reference and you ruined it by asking like, oh, do millennials, do they even know what an answering machine is? Shut up. Everyone knows what that is. It's stupid. You sound dumb.
The question, do you even know, is going to just be like a thing of the past. Once these old fucks go on, once they get
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's just that's craziness to me. That's craziness. The idea of knowledge.
It's
going to
be great.
Like, what's the point of even going to school if you can literally have
Well, I've been asking that before the internet, so I want to get credit for that before the internet. I really was on the forefront of that. I had this today. I moved all my books. Moved all my books because I'm moving. What an old fart I am. Kids now are just going to have it on their phone because they like reading on a screen. I am not good at it. My eyes don't adapt well because I'm an old fart. And so like an old mule, I drag books like a demon, like a ghoul. This dragging, heaving noise of me moving my information like a fucking weird wizard. Well, anyway, that's it. This was a less fun episode, Deepu, because I had to get you motivated. I had to say shit that I knew would piss you off, and I had to say assertive things, because you really didn't address me last week, and if you don't address some of the stuff that I said this week, I will be right again. I think we have to say a two-week limit. If you don't get to disputing what someone else says in the week before, that's it. That person's right. I'm gonna start keeping a list of shit that I miss, that you miss.
How do you come up with your list? Like, do you listen back to the episode, or you're writing this down as we go along?
As we go along, yeah.
What's your process?
As we go, my process is this. You want to hear about the artistic process? Another thing that will probably ban. I write it as we're going, and cool. I suggest people take the time to tell me I'm wrong as we're going too. Go on Facebook, Deepu. How do they find our Facebook page?
They can go to facebook.com. At their own discretion, you know. Hopefully, they can navigate it. I know it's very intricate. They can go to Facebook. They can go to facebook.com/gotohellpodcast.
And again, as always, on my episodes, on Deepu's episodes, he tells you to like it. I would never force you to do anything like that. There's no reason for me to tell you to like it. It doesn't help with anything. Just listen to the show.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to listen to me, you know, throw us a like and, you know, participate. And
I would never be so fucking fascist as to tell people there's no reason to like the show. If you enjoyed the show, you enjoyed it. Live that yourself. There's no reason to like the show. I don't care. I don't care.
But I mean, I think it's so cool that people can leave video responses to everything we say.
And now that you should be doing. That you should be doing. Yeah. You can do it if you want. And what the good thing is we'll play that audio on the air. And maybe you got a little bit of a something. Maybe people find you, or maybe they don't, because they don't care. But if you have a response to anything I've said, I've certainly shouted a lot of ignorant things this episode. I'd be surprised if you don't feel angry. Leave us a video response. I'll absolutely post you in the next show. And Deepu.
Yes, sir.
You can go straight to fucking hell.
Go to hell.
No, you go. No. You don't. I don't want to do the ending this way. If you're not going to tell me to go to hell, really, Deepu, you can go. Here's what I hope is in hell for you. I hope that there's a big fucking demon with just a bunch of wet socks full of fish, and he just follows you around, and every time you're hungry, he throws you a fish, and that's it. He's just in the socks still.
Well, you know what, Mike? I hope you go to hell, and you know what hell's going to be for you?
What's it going to be?
It's going to be just 1,000 people looking at you, going, "How do you even know about that?"
I'll teach them. I'll educate them. We'll be friends. That's the difference. I'll make a tight knit circle with them, and then they'll be like, "Ugh, mm-hmm. That other guy, Deepu. He's like."
You're gonna be taped. You're gonna be strapped to a chair, and you're gonna be forced to watch footage of sorority girls saying that. Oh my god, I'm so OCD. Oh my god, I'm so.
Hey, fraternity guys too. Anyone part of an organization
is dumb. I'm sorry.
Don't make it gender specific. If you believe in anything, including social groups at college, just make it easier to go to parties. You know, fuck you.
You're right, Mike, but you know what? Next week. Fuck you. Go to hell.
Go to hell.